Господин.
Mr. President, we thank the delegation of El Salvador for its report, and we welcome the positive changes in addressing human rights in the country following the second round of the UPR, including the accession to the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Humiliating Treatment or Punishment, as well as the revision of the legislation for a better implementation of the provisions of international treaties within the national legal system, in particular the amendments to the criminal procedures and family codes. We commend the visits to the country by the special rapporteurs and the successful interactive dialogues with a number of treaty bodies and human rights system. We recommend the following. First, continue to ensure protection in law and practice of the rights of vulnerable groups, including women, children, people with disabilities, older persons, and ethnic minorities. Secondly, step up efforts to protect the social and economic rights of citizens. And thirdly, intensify efforts to improve detention conditions and overall reform of the operation of the penitentiary system.